Paul Schell joining us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show with us to talk about, well, a big event. Your three-day hearing aid special celebrating 35 years. It's helping people hear, and that must mean a lot to you. So tell our audience what it's like providing the gift of hearing again to so many people, Paul.
Well, first of all, Kevin, I'd like to thank the audience. Tawas has been so good to us. We've had a good rapport and have been well-established and entrenched in the hearing business in the area since 2003, and we're thankful to all the people. Helping people hear, Kevin, that's a thing that is just so rewarding, to put families back together, to engage and communications that were lost just because of a hearing loss. People are, it's so rewarding. People start getting back in the swing of things. And I always hear they're able to enjoy church and going, that they missed not being able to understand what was being preached. Well, I always tell them, hey, at least you let the devil know whose side you're on. But what it boils down to is we're helping people to get back into communications. Even Helen Keller, she stated that out of all of her afflictions, that hearing loss was the worst. Because when you lose your vision, you're not able to see items. But when you lose your hearing, you're detached from people.
Yeah.
And that's a big loss.
Boy, no doubt. Now, how did the business get started for you?
Well, back in 1981, that was a time in Michigan where people were moving out. The old phrase was, the last person out of Michigan, turn out the lights. Everybody was going to Texas. I wanted to start a high-tech business, and that just wasn't heard of in Michigan. Keep in mind, that was the year Microsoft started. Bill Gates has more money than me, though, a little bit more. They started at the same time in a recession. We put together a business that we could help people that could afford hearing aids by creating an affordable hearing aid and manufacturing direct. And that really launched us off. Services were provided in Michigan, and there was nobody else here doing it.
All right. Now, do you have a standout or a special experience that you'd like to share with the audience?
Funny you'd mention that. I do. We don't have the time today to go through all of them, but I can tell you one, and that was in 1990 when I was able to take around 130 hearing aids and go to the country of Haiti and put them on the Haitian people. Very poor. It was like a third world country. I thought the jet had overshot and I was somewhere further than this continent. It was really an experience, but the people were humble. They were so thankful for what we provided was an ability for them to hear, and they would never be able, the income there was about $100 a year. And here we are putting hundreds of dollars worth of hearing aids on them.
Wow.
So thankful, so humble. They would get on their knees and thank God and then shake my hand and say, merci, and walk away.
Oh,
it was humbling for me to witness how great they were.
That's truly
appreciative.
A memorial, memory made for sure. Now, understand you're headquartered in Clarkston. So tell us how you made it here to the Taos area, Paul.
Well, I had a house up at Lost Lake Woods, just north of here in Lincoln. And we would go up there for the weekends, and I'd start helping people in the local neighborhood to hear better. I helped the security guard. And from that point, she just told everybody about her hearing aids. And then people started asking me. And before long, I had such a following, I opened up an office in Lincoln. But a couple years later, Kevin, the technology was growing. I needed more room. We were seeing more people. We needed a bigger lab to service what we were doing. Digital technology was in. And we found Taos to be a warm, friendly place, good demographics. We love the environment here. We like the restaurants here. Hey, that was a fix right there. We came. And we've been here since 2003. We started in 1993 in Lincoln, and then in 2003, we moved it to Taos. Never regretted it. We love it here.
Well, very good. Now, yeah, you found a void in services, you said. Don't all hearing aid providers offer the same kind of service, Paul?
You know, they don't. They don't. There's a big void in services to the hearing impaired community. We saw that, and as a manufacturer, we're able to fill that void by providing manufacturer direct services. Most hearing aid providers buy hearing aids from a manufacturer that is either from overseas or out of the state. We are able to make our own, service our own, and take care of the hearing problem while you wait or in the office with factory direct services.
Really? You fix or repair your patient's hearing aids during their appointment, Paul?
Actually, during the appointment. So if you came in to see me, your hearing aid is broken, we can take it in the lab in the back room, cut it open, and fix it while you wait.
That's incredible. Now, there's no other place in Michigan that's able to provide this kind of service?
No. We are the only FDA-registered hearing aid manufacturer operating in the state of Michigan. We're a peninsula. Big corporations are not going to come to Michigan where they can't send out a sales force on three different sides of the state. We started it in 81. We've continued to grow, and we are still the only manufacturer in the state.
All right. Now, what should someone expect on their first visit to Shell Hearing Aid Service, Paul?
A friendly greeting. We like people. The minute you come in the door, you're going to find that the staff is eager to greet you. And always we have a chocolate ear that we have made and offer you a piece of chocolate.
Nice.
Take you back, look at your ears, do a quick ear examination to make sure there's no blockage or problem in the ears, provide a free hearing test. And then based on the test, Kevin, we'll evaluate what would be in your best interest as far as a hearing aid fitting. If you need medical services, that's not what we do. We would refer you to a medical doctor, but we're able to be a complete and full service provider for everything else regarding the hearing aid itself.
All right. Now, in terms of education, how long and what would you tell me if I had an appointment with you?
Well, I like to teach. I really do, since I'm the only manufacturer and I've got a technical expertise in hearing aids, I'm going to share that. I think an educated consumer is the best consumer. I don't want to bore you with a lot of minutiae regarding hearing aids, but I want you to be able to know why we've made a selection for you, why we feel it's the most appropriate and the best investment that you are doing to address your hearing problem and be able to weave within noisy situations and quiet situations and be able to hear again and understand.
All right, very good. Now, do you manufacture all types of hearing aids?
No, we do not manufacture the over-the-ear type hearing aids. We buy those from other manufacturers. We manufacture the custom, where we take an impression of the ear, and the hearing aid itself fits way down inside, and it's prescription fit to your hearing loss. That's the type that we make. The other ones, we carry all major brands.
All right. Now, what about your patients? Is there a certain type that they prefer, Paul?
Boy, that's a hard question. I don't know why you're throwing that at me. Everybody has an individual need. No hearing loss is the same from the left ear to the right ear. Mother, father, children, grandpa, grandma, everybody has a different preference. And that is where that education and that counseling and that time spent to find out what is best for you. It may be dexterity. It may be vision problems that we have to choose what type of hearing aid for you. So it's really the customer's need is what is so important at that juncture.
All right. Now, does a doctor need to prescribe a hearing aid?
No, not at all. We do the prescription. If there's a need for a doctor, as far as a medical scenario, we would refer you right away. But as long as we prescribe the hearing aid to you, there is no taxes on that in the state of Michigan. So you do need a prescription for that.
All right. Now, I've heard hearing aids can be expensive. Now, does insurance pay for hearing aids or do patients have to pay for them in total?
Some insurances cover. Most do not.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually an out-of-pocket expense. We find that that is a big question that we get all the time. Why do these little tiny devices that fit way down inside the ear cost so many hundreds of dollars? Well, it's FDA registered manufacturing facility, and we have to comply with medical grade plastic, medical grade wiring. Everything is medical grade, and that's why we have being a manufacturer in Michigan, Manufacturer Direct, we have the best prices. And we offer all insurances that do cover them, we take. And we take Visa, MasterCard, and even zero interest on payments to help people get into purchasing hearing aids.
Very good. Well, speaking of that, your 35th anniversary, which is coming up next week, promotes a special priced hearing aid. Tell us about that one, Paul.
Well, we're going to go broke doing that. We're giving you a hearing aid for $350, custom-made, prescription fit, no bones about it, no bait and swap. It is a very good hearing aid, and it fits a variety of hearing losses. Most people are very satisfied with that product, and we're excited to present that. However, 35 years of business, $350. It's a great sales. People need to take advantage of that and come in and get themselves fitted with some new hearing aids.
Right. So after 35 years of helping people hear, what's your direction for the future at Shell Hearing Aid Service?
My future is to keep doing what I've been doing. It's a formula that works. However, Kevin, technology comes in. I'm getting a little bit older. I have 35 years, I've been around for a bit. So I have a partner that's also my nephew, Don. He'll be speaking to you shortly. I love him. He's a great guy. But he's also a techie. He's got some brains to him. He brings to our business a lot of technology. And with the advent of the new digital hearing aids, or hearing aids that operate by the use of your telephone, you can turn them up, turn them down, change the volume, adjust the balance, change different programs just by using your cell phone in your pocket. He is really up on all of that, and he's introducing that to the Tawas area.
Amazing. And we'll probably talk to him next hour for sure. Shell Hearing Aid Service, their 35th anniversary there on Lake Street there, US 23, Tawas City. You can call 362-0600. Paul Shell, it's been a pleasure this morning, my friend. Good to see you again.
It's good seeing you. I enjoy stopping in here. You guys are always very, very nice to visit with.